Minerva Radio. Less mainstream, more music.
Welcome to this new edition of Folkscene with me, Mike Brocken, here on Minerva Radio, courtesy of Caldy Media, of course. It's our second programme of this month of April. And this time out, I'm going to try and bring you in the main, at least, a wide selection of new, recent and yet to be released album tracks for your delectation. But before getting into the sounds, and as we have a penchant, let's say, for broadcasting from West Kirby Arts Centre on the Wirral, may I just let all Merseysiders know, those musicians amongst you in particular, that the venue has announced their first Friday Live songwriting challenge. Now, entrants are going to be asked to review and be inspired by some photographs, believe it or not, and they're going to be displayed in the foyer at West Kirby Arts Centre during this month. And then they're going to be placed on their website for a total of 6 weeks in order to, you might be influenced to write a song or perhaps even a tune maybe. And then that will be judged on composition, lyrics, melody and concept as well, I suppose, as well. Now, the entry submission deadline for this, and this is the reason why we're announcing it, is the 19th of May. So that's something for you to think about, really, isn't it? There'll be a live celebration of the songwriter finalists at the Arts Centre in July. So if you're very interested in this, and if I was a local songwriter, I would be. And the venue's very good for sound as well. It really makes you sound better than you might happen to be at one certain time. Some consideration, I think. Try the website is the best bet, with West Kirby Arts Centre website. Or they've also got a fridaylive.org.uk site, which I think you'll be interested to look at. It's got all of the details about it there. So it's a good one, an inaugural Friday Live at West Kirby Arts Centre starting over the next few weeks. Good stuff, that. And also, it's probably worth my while mentioning at this early stage, although I haven't lined up a song of hers, which is a shame, but I'll do that next time, Jerry. Just to let you know, one of our favourite Wirral singer-songwriters, Jerry French, has two gigs coming up over the next few weeks. May the 23rd at the Hungry Horse Folk Club in Whitby, Ellesmere Port, I'm sure you know that one. And also June the 1st at Thornton Hough Village Club. And she's playing with Tennessee Waltz, who are a country band as well, so that should be quite interesting. So check out Jerry's site, etc., for all of the gigs. But, you know, those dates will be very interesting. And she's a really, really interesting songwriter and a very good performer live. May the 23rd at the Hungry Horse in Whitby, June the 1st at Thornton Hough Village Club, both on Wirral, as we say. OK, right, on with the music now. And before we embark on some new songs for you, may I just thank Lucy Simpson and John Hart, a.k.a. Honey and the Bear, for an amazing gig at the equally sort of transcendental Salt Museum Performance Space in Northwich on the 20th of this month. Fantastic stuff. And let's hope we see Honey and the Bear in our neck of the woods very soon again. They don't come up very often. We rated their latest release, Away Beyond the Fret, top three in the Folkscene album charts of 2023. But let's play something from their equally fascinating album from 2021, Journey Through the Roke. This is a favourite of mine, and I've just returned from Belfast as well. So let's try My Lag and Love.
Blows a lily fair.
That's great. That's just a great version of a wonderful traditional song, isn't it? My Lag and Love from Honey and the Bear. Fabulous stuff. And thanks to John and Lucy once again. And also, of course, to Bev, who promotes these amazing gigs at the Northwich Salt Museum. They're just unbelievably brilliant. And it's as if Bev like really knows what she's doing, picking the bands or the artists for the actual environment as well. It's just great. I do recommend it to you most sincerely. Next one up is Sam Kelly and Jamie Francis on the 14th of September. So we've got a bit of a wait yet. But, I mean, they've played the venue before. We've seen Sam and Jamie there before. Just wonderful stuff. And actually, on the 16th of November, a long time off now, The Breath are on. Now, if you don't know The Breath, just check them out on YouTube or whatever. We were going to see them at Manchester a few years ago, but the whole gig was washed out. The rain was that heavy. So I'll be looking forward to that one too. Okay, let's get on with the new release now. From Angeline Morrison of Sorrow Songs, Cohen Braithwaite Kilcoyne of Granny's Attic, of course. We must play some Granny's Attic stuff. And John Bickley of the Invisible Folk Club. And they've come together to create a new album, which is just a brilliant title, Grace Will Lead Me Home. And that's to mark the 250th anniversary of the writing of Amazing Grace. That's from 2023. And the 300th anniversary of the birth of the song's writer, John Newton, which will be 2025. So we're just positioned nicely in the middle. The group wrote new songs surrounding Newton's life. And of course, he was in fact a slave ship owner who then turned his back on the trade. One which came from Angeline about the copious letters written by Newton to his wife. I've picked out for you to listen to. It's called Dear Polly.
Polly, my Polly, your whispering voice fills my heart. Through long separations I conjure you when we're apart. The rumbling coaches I chatter with strangers for days. But what a man needs is his hearth and his chair and his wife's tender ways. Dear Polly, my Polly, dear Polly, my Polly, my love I send to thee while I'm far away from thee.
Oh, Johnny, my Johnny, the sight of you changed me quite. When first I beheld you at my parents' house that dark night. So young and so shy, all I wanted to do was to hide. But I waited and waited and waited for you, for to be your bride. Dear Johnny, my Johnny, dear Johnny, my Johnny, these words I send to you when you're far away from me.
Oh, Polly, my Polly, there's something so close in what you write. So pertinent, dearest, I see that you walk in the light. It fills me with joy when I read that you watch and you pray. Good Lord, keep you safe from all harm while I'm away. Dear Polly, my Polly, dear Polly, my Polly, my love I send to thee, I'm far away from thee.
Dear Johnny, my Johnny, dear Johnny, my Johnny, these words I send to you when you're far away from me.
Yeah, it's an interesting song. A very interesting project about John Newton there, really. As we say, Amazing Grace was written by the man. He then turned his back on his trade as a slave ship owner. You know, all interesting stuff, and links quite nicely in many respects. Although I don't know whether nicely is quite the word, but certainly with Reg Muirross's 2023 collection, Stolen from God. You remember we highlighted that quite a bit once we'd come onto the air. And anyway, Angeline Morrison, Cohen Braithwaite Kilcoyne, and John Bickley. And Grace Will Lead Me Home, all about John Newton. And that particular song, Dear Polly, about his correspondence with his wife, taken from his correspondence with his wife, out on May the 17th. Claire Horton, who's very good folk agent, Claire, she really knows her stuff. She sent me an equally fascinating new album this month by Dawn Landis, entitled The Liberated Woman's Songbook. And the book of the same title originally came to be published in the very early 1970s. I even remember seeing it. I don't know whether News from Nowhere in Liverpool was there then, but I saw it in an equally similar shop at that time. And it was a songbook with pages of songs and chord symbols from the 1800s to the 1970s, dedicated to women's experiences through time in a male-dominated world, you know. And Dawn has reimagined the songs and some of the lyrics, refreshing the music along the way, really. And I must say... I'll say this most personally, really. It would be really good to hear some of these songs at a folk club, really. I do think so, because I've never heard any of them at a folk club. Anyway, say no more. As an example, here's the opener, Hard is the Fortune of All Womankind, and the song is from 1830. It was a traditional ballad, often sung at protests, however, during the 60s and 70s.
Is the fortune of all womankind. She's always controlled, always confined, controlled by her parents until she's a wife, a slave to her husband the rest of her life. Oh, I am a poor girl, my fortune is sad. I've always been courted by the
great. That's a really good reimagining, I think, of that excellent song. Hard is the Fortune of All Womankind. Originally from 1830, then recorded, as I recall, it's a bit before my time, but the redoubtable Peggy Seeger did it in the 50s, I think possibly in 54 or 55. Joan Baez's version, I remember picking up in the late 60s, I think, or the early 70s, and she'd recorded that earlier than that too. Under an alternate title, same as Seeger's thing, it was The Wagoner's Lad, it was called by some people. And the lyrics on this one date back to its first printing by collector Cecil Sharp, so that would be early 20th century. So it's a very historical piece of work about women's troubles in an environment dominated by men. And we'll hear another track from a fascinating project a little bit later by Dawn Landis. Okay, here's another. Speaking of fascinating stuff, this is a good one. Really interesting new track from the UK folk fusion duo Good Habits, Bonnie Schwartz and Peter Shaw. And their album Quarterlife is released at the end of this month, but I got an early copy of it. And I don't know, it takes the listener on a fantastic journey of, believe it or not, the way that cello and accordion can be fused together in sound, really. Certainly pushes the boundaries, and I really like it very much. So have a listen to this, and do you recognise the song?
We'll be right back.
lovely stuff. That's great. Good one for folks seeing that. That's just great, I think. Featuring the Lunar Tractors. That's Good Habits version of The Who's Baba O'Reilly, of course. Isn't it? Very, very bold. Really bold. And I always think the manner in which the accordion kind of emulates those iconic synth sounds, you know, it makes it immediately recognisable. I think it's brilliant. And all of the albums fascinating in lots of different ways with a variety of collaborators, such as the aforementioned Lunar Tractors as well. Angelina Morrison, who we've just mentioned previously, Kate Griffin, Alex Garden, all adding to the sort of touches of inspiration. Excellent stuff, that, I think. And available as from next week. All streaming platforms, plus CD and vinyl, you will note. What's this vinyl, this new format of vinyl? What's that all about? Great, isn't it? Okay. Next up, a brand new album as well, soon to be released, actually in June. And it's from a Canadian band I'm really looking forward to seeing over at the Berry Met on the 27th of June. Can't wait, really. They're The Fugitives. And their second album is actually entitled No Help Coming. It's just great. It's upbeat, but also very kind of cautionary in what, you know, it's got something to say. And it's playful, but it's also very serious, you know. So they've got really good contextual subject matters for their music. Four-part harmonies, brilliant. They're all over the place, all over the songs. It's just great, really entertaining. So they really mean something, and I like them very much. I don't know if you've heard of them, but this tour that they're coming over, I think they're coming at the beginning of June, and the tour starts at the Berry Met on the 27th of June. So let's take a listen to a track from The Fugitives' brand new album to be released in June. And the track is called End of the Sea.
I know it's desperate, but I had to try. It still looks like fall outside. Bells sound in the street. Still no one believes. Our homes are losing ground to the edge of the sea. So many ways to cope, only one way to fight. The end of the world looks so sad in your. Of the night, fire with fire, eye for eye, digging in, long goodbye. Where's my love in all of this? Where's my love in all of this? Where's my love in all of this?
and all of this. Where's my love? 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 In all of this. Mm-hmm. In all of this. Yeah. Oh. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Lovely stuff. That kicks, doesn't it? Vancouver-based acoustic roots band The Fugitives, Edge of the Sea. And they arrive in the UK in June and open their tour at the Bury Met on the 27th, and we'll be there for that one. The album, and I'm going to play another track from the album a little bit later on. It comes out on the 7th of June, and it's entitled No Help Coming. Can't wait to see them. Really, really good sound, that, isn't it? Really tight. Very, very tight. OK, let's have some lovely instrumental stuff now from Becky Price and Friends. She has a brand new album out on the Great Hampshire-based Wild Goose label. And she's playing tunes composed by Derek Shaw, you know, a well-known Hampshire folky and writer from that area. And the album is entitled An Outbreak of Cats. Not quite sure why, but there we go. You know, whatever floats your boat. And the CD actually can be obtained from wildgoose.co.uk. It's always good to get on the Wild Goose website. They're really, really interesting. Very clear to understand and how you can buy stuff. But it's also available to stream Spotify, Apple Music, Deezer, those kind of places. There's three short compositions rolled together here. One is called Butter Dish, the other one Lottie Dodds, and the other one The Elephant Sing. Let's have a listen to Becky Price and Friends, shall we? Thank you. Great stuff. Isn't that really well played and some really nice compositions there? That's from a brand new Wild Goose release there from Becky Price and Friends, entitled An Outbreak of Cats. And that's three tunes there, Butter Dish, Lottie Dodd and Elephant Jig. All from the pen of Derek Shaw. Very, very nice writing there. Very good stuff. Nice album. Just great. Really well produced as well. No doubt, of course, because it's a Wild Goose job. Let's have another selection from the Dawn Landis album now, The Liberated Women's Songbook, where Dawn reimagines the songs from the 1970s Women's Liberation Songbook. And as previously stated, the book contains materials right the way through from the early 19th century through to the 1970s concerning social change for women. And we previously played a selection from 1830, so now let's listen to one from 1970, written by, believe it or not, Betty Friedan, no less. And, of course, Jacqueline Reinach was in there as well. And it was written for the August the 26th National Organisation for Women's Strike for Equality. So this was pretty contemporary stuff for the day, wasn't it? Really good stuff. So let's have a listen to it. It's called Liberation Now.
Liberation now, liberation now. We're breaking out of our cage of our fools and rage. Liberation now. Femininity, what's femininity? Masculinity, what's masculinity? It's humanity that we both share. Liberation now, liberation now. It's time to spell our own names. We're people, not dames. Liberation now. Opportunity, opportunity, and equality, full equality, are the property of everyone. Liberation now, liberation now. We're more than mothers and wives with secondhand lives. Liberation now. When a woman's free, when a woman's free, then a man is free, and the world is free.
Short but sweet, but very nice, that. Dawn Landis, L-A-N-D-E-S, and Liberation Now, her version of a 1970 song co-written by Betty Friedan. And it was in support of a women's strike in the US on the 26th of August that year. The album is a fascinating thing. It's a really good, well-produced, actually, as well, reworking of a true historical document, The Liberated Women's Songbook. And it's out now, so I'd go and try and find that if I were you. Dawn Landis, as I mentioned before, L-A-N-D-E-S. And she's got a lovely voice, just great voice there. Okay, moving on. Dallahan frontman and founding member Jack Badcock releases his debut solo album this May. Jack, who's from County Kilkenny, but I think was raised in Yorkshire and now lives in Glasgow. As you might imagine, a very diverse musical series of interests. And his album Cosmography is a collection of 10 really, really, I must say, eloquent songs. I think it's very impressive. So without further ado, take a listen to this.
There's a fella that walks in my shadow, or it might be me walking in his. And when the sun starts to set and my shadow gets longer, the fella's command is my wish. Is there something that fella's not telling?
looking for reasons to cry. When he's shrouding my sight with a baggie or bottle, how can I look him in the eye? There's too many things I don't need in my pockets. There's too many things on my mind, and the only end to this that I have in sight is the bottom of this glass of wine. When there's nothing quite wrong, but there's something not right, and that fella starts loading his guns, it's then my best friend, my lover, my muse and my idol all walk into the same room at once. There's too many things I don't need in my pockets. There's too many things of this glass of wine. Have walls, some are just skin and bone, and it seems after all that's where he's most at home. My lover, an idol, have far more to say that teach me in a day. There's too many things I don't need in my pockets. There's too many things on my mind, and the only end to this that I have inside is the bottom of this glass of wine.
What a voice. What a voice. Dalhan's Jack Badcock. And Too Many Things from his brand new album, Cosmography, which is released in May. So you've got an early listen to it there. Just great. And Jack's touring on his Todd. So take a look at his website. He's coming into England as well, although not necessarily near the northwest of England area. But there's some good gigs out there. So if you go on to jackbadcock.com/gigs, you'll find where he's playing. Just great. That's chart material, isn't it? Lovely, lovely voice, Jack. Honestly, brilliant. Okay, moving on again then. Let's have another track from the soon-to-be-released Fugitives album. The Fugitives, as I mentioned previously, are a Vancouver-based, really interesting folk roots band. Highly recommended. The album No Help Coming is out on the 7th of June. Their UK tour starts at the Bury Met on Thursday, the 27th of June. And this is Dead Money.
Hey, let's talk about your innocence. Or let's talk of someone else yet to be found. You can see grief aligns with happiness. It's a simple step by step, round by round. Give me your best breakdown. I will do you two or three twice as loud. Send in the real one now, without the singing bird in your mouth. You shut me out when you were lying in bed beside me, grieving your dead money. I looked around, thinking someone must have something with a better ending. Hey, let's talk about the world to come. Looks like you'll be needing some healthy doubt. I can see everyone is happy here. I don't need to come too near, it's your town. And I recall the last time out, things were sounding different from your mouth. Check in the rear view now, the objects come much closer here, pound for pound for pound. You shut me out when you were lying in bed beside me, grieving your dead money. I looked around, thinking someone must have something with a better ending.
Fugitives, Dead Money, from No Help Coming, the new album which is out in June. Look out for them. The tour's pretty extensive, I think, right across the country. And I look forward to seeing them myself. And speaking of all things kind of North American, Pacific, seaboardy type of thing, I came across this next track the other day in the office. And it's a delightful piece of Americana from back from August 2021 by Rachel Garlin. From an EP I received called The State That We Are In. And it was scheduled for radio play on Radio Merseyside. But you kind of know the rest, really, don't you?
Crash course in chagrin. Oh, and I am struck by the state that we are in. Some fiascos are better seen from the sky. A man has a plan to build a canal, then the railroad whizzes by. And we're watching out for whiskey while he's pouring. Truth.
postcards that we write. Simply put, we're all under the same big satellite. And there's pressure on the middle and suppression. From the soil, dispense with it or drench it in Palmarosa oil. There's a drought, but there's a river with a mouth where we can swim. Oh, and we're not stuck with the state that we are in. We're not stuck with the state that we are in.
Oh, yeah. I love that. I played that in the office loads of times, and it was scheduled for playing on BBC Radio Merseyside, but we never got around to it for some reason or another. That's Rachel Garling and an EP, a five-track EP that came out in, I think it was like late August or early September, and it got great reviews from Americana UK. Really, really good. Delightful, they said it was. And she's based in California. And works actually as a songwriting mentor at San Francisco Sunset Youth Services, which is a really good thing to do, isn't it? Really good. And I've seen her name crop up at various folk events as well, Newport Folk, Kerryville Folk. She's been over here to the Edinburgh Fringe as well. And I'd just like to know what she's up to at the moment. And I'm awful sorry, Rach, if you get round to hearing this, that I didn't play it at the time, but there we are. I tell you, there's another thing. Talking about odd tracks, like we played that great version of Baba O'Reilly, didn't we, earlier on? There's a very, very nice version of Layla on this EP by Rachel. She also reimagines it. That's the word of the programme, I think, isn't it? She reimagines Layla. Good stuff, that. Rachel Garling and The State That We're In, which is quite a state, really, when you come to think of it, isn't it? All right, here's one that was released only last week, stream, CD, and actually coloured vinyl, which is great, so not just black. And it's from North Yorkshire's George Boomsma. The album is entitled The Promise of Spring, and you may as well just hear this. This is really good. This is called Fallen.
Should I listen closer to the world that's spinning round? What love
Lovely production, George Boomsma and Fallen, and the album is called The Promise of Spring, and he's on tour, I think. He's supporting Catherine Priddy in May, so keep a lookout for him. I know Mark Ratcliffe and Kerris Matthews and Tom Robinson have gone mad about him, really, so there's something there. Great, great sound, that. Just time now for a track from another soon-to-be-released album, this time from the Ross Cooper Band, and Ross, as some of you know, hails from Shetland, ace fiddler. And of course, you might already know him from his work with the Peat Bog Fairies, a big favourite of mine years ago. He put a band together for Celtic Connections after receiving a commission to compose music for the New Voices series, and the band's just kind of evolved from there. The album is entitled The Home Road by the Ross Cooper Band, and this is Deirdre Bridal March, and I'll see you very soon.